walk around the neighborhood in December after school, with the street light shining and the snow beginning to swirl. And among our party, slightly older girl, she smiled, got me thinking about her. Younger, I was too young to know how important those two things were. But the very ice and snow said, young man, no, you're just too young for that old girl. Yeah, the snow and the ice, they seemed to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. The smell of a coat, the smell of a hair, in the cold New England air. And she smiled, and that got me thinking about her. But the streetlights and the snowman said, these nights will happen again. But as for now, you're just too young for that old girl. Here's the la-ta-ta part. La-da-da-da, 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 da-dum, da-dum. Then whoa, 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 old girl, yeah. When she smiled at me, I wanted to be all masculine and self-assured. But all I could think to say to her were things a 14-year-old says to a 15-year-old girl. And the very ice and snow said, no, no, yeah. The smell of her coat, the smell of her hair, in the cold New England air. And she smiled, and that got me thinking about her. Yeah. The very ice and snow said, no, no, no. Oh, young man, you're just too young for that old girl. The coat, the smell of a coat, the smell of a hair, in the cold New England air. And she smiled, and that got me thinking about her, yeah. The very evergreen tree said, you'll have more nights like these, but for now, you're just too young for that old girl. La ta ta, la da da da, la da da da, la dum da dum, da dum da dum. Whoa, 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 young man, young man, don't you cry in front of your friends. This is just not your night. La, la da da da, la dum da dum, young man. Young man, there'll be more nights like this. This is not it for you. Oh, la da da da, la da da da, la da da da, da 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 da. Whoa, 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 older girl.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 747. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 25 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Jonathan Richman. It's called That Older Girl, and it's on his new album, Only Frozen Sky Anyway. That came out on July 4th on Blue Arrow Records. It's available digitally now, but a pre-release is out there for the vinyl version, and I am already in line for that one. I love that song, and there's a couple of other really good ones on there, but otherwise it's typical late Jonathan Richman, a little gooey, a little experimental, and an album that he would make because he wants to make it, and that's good enough for me too. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week, and we're going to start with one from Monon Alone. The song is called Loose Train.
Insist I'll wear the hand-me-downs. I'll even switch them for the fancy gowns I wear when I'm alone at night. When you go out, I'm a sorry sight. A little trace turned into a flame, and that soon led to another thing that somehow leaves us somewhere here. Slowly out the window pane, yeah, I'm on.
welcome back to the podcast. We just heard from Flathead from Marseille in France with the song All I Want. That's on the band's album Same, which came out March 7th of this year on Danger House, Skylab, Wander Records, and Take the City Records. Three labels combining to bring you this one. It's a great power pop record. You don't have to spend a whole lot of time with it to find all the joy in that one, so give that one a spin and have some fun. Before that, we heard from Mono Alone with the song Loose Terrain. The song is from the album Here Comes the Afternoon, which came out on May 2nd on Repeating Cloud Records. That band from Melbourne includes two members of the Lucksmiths, and you can definitely hear it. There's some of the wonderful indie pop in there, but there's some Brit pop and all sorts of things happening in that album. That one's going to take a few listens for you to find everything that's joyful about it, but when you do, you're going to be happy you put in the time. Anyway, more music for you here. Let's continue on. This one takes you back to 1996 with Superdrag, Destination Ursa Major.
Nearly
That's a fun one right there. That is Tommy with the song Wishing You Were Dead. That's from the band's 2025 demo, appropriately titled Demo 2025, released on May 24th of this year. Self-released, digital only. You can find that one on Bandcamp. I don't know a lot about that Minneapolis band, but I know I like their style of punk rock, and that's good enough. Before that, we heard from Superdrag from Knoxville, Tennessee, and the song Destination Ursa Major. That's on the band's breakthrough album, Regretfully Yours, that came out in 1996 on Elektra, and it was just re-released on vinyl in the last couple of weeks, where I picked that one up. I didn't pay much attention to that album when it came out, though I did enjoy that Sucked Out single, and it still sounds really good. I just don't know where to place the band. I don't understand what scene they were a part of, and they kind of seemed to come out of nowhere for me, but I think that's probably due to my lack of information more than anything else. All right, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's continue on here. I've got one from Wet Denim. The song is called Bad Impression.
Yeah.
And there we go. That was Red Bricks from Hamburg in Germany. The song is called A Million Times. It's on the band's debut album, Take Back the Streets, which came out July 1st of this year on Contra Records. Excellent oi there, mostly because of the guitars. The rhythm guitar is solid, and that lead guitar, those are some smart leads in there all through that album. Really a fun listen. Before that was Wet Denim from Indianapolis and the song Bad Impression. That is the A-side of a two-song single that came out September 13th of last year on Die Slaughterhouse. Just garage punk band. Saw them live a couple days ago, and they put on a fantastic show, and that 7-inch sounds nearly as good as they do live, but, you know, that's a live band. You gotta see that one. All right, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 747, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. We got a couple of things coming up that look interesting. Creepy Jingles is playing Farewell on the 16th. Hair Sonics are at Hillsiders on the 18th. Strung Out at the Skate Bar that night. On the 19th, Likes is at the Bottleneck. Blanky is playing A Street Tap Room. Burning Bush is playing their final show at Rhino. On the 20th, an early show with Quintron and Miss Pussycat at the Grand Avenue Temple. It's an interesting venue. Also that day, Fluorescence at Minibar. 23rd, Cataphract is playing at Howdy. 25th, Major Matt Mason is at the Brick. Company Retreat is playing Lemonade Park on the 26th, while Terry Quinn is playing Hillsiders. Moon 17 is at Union Library, and Visual Learner is at Farewell. Oh, and Catfight has that show at ECM that's Filler Fest, an interesting sort of a Super Mario Smash Brothers Fest. Who can say? Anyway, looking over at the concert calendar, only one new thing out there. Hex Cassette, Yama Uba, and Religion of Heartbreak, Photos, Videos, and Thoughts. And we don't have time for it, but we're going to do it anyway. I've got one here for you from the Black Heart Procession. I'm going to feature a song from the band's album Amor del Tropico that came out in 2002 on Touch and Go Records. I saw recently the band has released a two-song single, and I thought, wait, they're back? Well, no, it's just an old recording that's been resurfaced. But it did remind me that I didn't have this album, so I went and picked this one up. It feels a little different. It's not quite as sparse, not quite as moody, and in some cases, it benefits from it. I enjoy this song a lot. This one's called The Waiter Number 4. And there's a bit of a theme to the album, but I won't burden you with that because I think this one stands up on its own. So here we go. We're going to end with the Black Heart Procession from San Diego and the song The Waiter Number 4. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Man.